Charlotte Motor Speedway. I know how they move the money.
The only guy who knows anything about blowing up real bank vaults is Joe Bang.
I am incarcerated.
Yeah, we got a plan to get you out.
Coca-Cola 600 is the biggest race of the year.
We need a computer whiz.
I know everything there is to know about computers, okay? All the Twitters, I know them.
Welcome to the Coca-Cola 600.
Now, how many yards away is the vault?
20 yards. I don't know, maybe 30.
Is it 20 or is it 30? We are dealing with science here.
Steven Soderbergh is definitely not going for the serious with Logan Lucky, as we could tell from that clip. Right. And so tell us about this movie.
It's been dubbed the Redneck Ocean's 11 because it's a caper picture like all those Ocean movies. But this one is set with Adam Driver and Channing Tatum playing down on their luck brothers who come up with a scheme to rob NASCAR. They're going to the Charlotte Motor Speedway during the Coca-Cola 600, and they're going to rob NASCAR, right? Because apparently Channing Tatum's character worked on the money system, the way the money flows through the venue there, and he knows the back ways. But they got to bust out Daniel Craig's character, Joe Bang. He's the demolitions expert. What could go wrong with this, right?
Well, and I understand that the Channing Tatum character, he's going to lose custody of his child.
Oh, yes.
And his wife's moving away. Way, and oh, that's yeah. What precipitates the caper.
Right. There's all kinds of different storylines going on here. His ex-wife, played by Katie Holmes. Hilary Swank is in this movie. I don't know what she does. Riley Keough plays those guys' sister. Seth MacFarlane, unrecognizable in his role. I mean, it just looks crazy. 93 is the score on Rotten Tomatoes, though. The critics love it.
I was just going to say that this is the type of movie that could really actually work.
I hope so. We could use a hit, Scott. August has not been very good at the box office.
Now, also opening today, The Hitman's Bodyguard, which snuck up on me. I didn't realize that. I didn't see any previews for this so far. Ryan Reynolds and Samuel Jackson, Salma Hayek.
Yeah, and that's all you had to say. I mean, I love that cast. I'm a big Sam Jackson fan. Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool, that character, he's got comic timing, and I think he's perfectly cast here. And this is one of those movies where the critics and the audience differ. I've talked to a number of people that have seen this movie that loved it, and it's a 35 on Rotten Tomatoes. So if the cast and the storyline get you, do check it out. Don't pay no attention to the critics. It's a road buddy movie. Jackson plays the hitman. Reynolds is the bodyguard. They have some history. They've been fighting each other for years, but now he's got to get him to the Hague for a trial. He's going to testify in, and the comedy ensues. R-rated comedy, I might add.
Now, also opening is Briggs v. Bear with, among others, Mark Hamill. We were talking about Star Wars before we went started recording here, and Mark Hamill, of course, from Star Wars.
Yes.
He's only in the very final scene of the most recent Star Wars, right. The official Star Wars movie.
Right, right.
And now he's in Briggs v. Bear.
Yeah, and Kyle Mooney plays from SNL plays this 25-year-old man-child who's grown up watching this kid's TV show called Briggs v. Bear, which is a little like a Barney kind of character, right? And it's got this episodic thing that he's been hooked on for his whole life, and now the show has come to an end, and he's surfaced sort of in the real world because he lives in this Briggs v. Bear world. And anyway, it's very quirky comedy, and this is getting good reviews, too, as a Sundance darling. So it's sort of got that social commentary about pop culture obsession, and rated PG-13. Looks like it'd be a fun diversion this weekend.
And also Wind River opening. This is a crime movie.
Yeah, murder mystery. And what I like about this, not only is it once again another critics darling this week because it's directed by first-time director Taylor Sheridan, who is a screenwriter for Hell or High Water, one of my favorite movies from last year.
Great movie.
Great movie.
Fantastic movie.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Won an Oscar nomination for Best Picture. He also wrote Sicario, so this is his first time directing, and he apparently made a really good murder mystery set in the winter in Wyoming on an Indian reservation. Jeremy Renner plays this wildlife officer. Elizabeth Olsen, the FBI person from Las Vegas, who shows up at this Indian reservation as a fish out of water, as you might expect from Vegas. And it's just a really taut and well-done crime drama.
Now, there's also a documentary that's opening this weekend called Step.
Yeah, and another, I hate to keep repeating these scores, but 97 on Rotten Tomatoes for a documentary, that's fantastic. True story of a senior year of a girls' high school step dance team set in inner city Baltimore, and they're trying to win this competition so they can get college scholarships. And I just hear that it's a, you know, it's PG, so it's a good, you know, movie for your kids who are in high school, or, you know, a story about persevering and following your dreams and all that.
Now, also, I see that you have a one-day event on August 22nd, on Tuesday, next Tuesday, a Stan Lee tribute.
Yeah, I'm fascinated. I know a little bit about him, and obviously he's the guy, the Marvel guy, right? He's, you know probably his history backwards and forwards better than me, right?
Well, I mean, he started Marvel Comics, but he was a comic book writer mm-hmm. for many, many years, decades, a couple decades before he started Marvel Comics, and he was really... He came up as a young man, a young writer in New York City in the golden age of comic books and right there from the get-go.
And this is a look back at his life and influence with a whole bunch of big names that have been part of the Marvel Universe and looks interesting. Yeah, next week, Tuesday. And also worth mentioning, Celebration Cinema will be running coverage of the Mayweather-McGregor fight next week, Saturday. And so if you're a boxing fan and you've been watching the hype on this event, get your tickets. They're limited. We've got limited seating for the fight. It's live from Las Vegas next Saturday.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
See you at the movies.